The date, May 29, 1996. This is Ruth Henderson interviewing Elsie Overbay for the Harford County Library. Okay. Well, where did you come to Harford County?
Well, we came here in November 19, 1940.
And what brought you here?
Well, my husband came up here with his brothers to work on dairy farm.
Oh, okay. And where was the dairy farm?
Street, Maryland, and Mill Green, from St. Mrs. Farm.
And is that where you lived for a while?
Yeah, we lived there from 40 to 45, and then he went in service.
Mm-hmm.
He was in service to 47. Then we came back to Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Harford County, and Bel Air.
Uh-huh.
We lived on Isaac Huffaker's farm right then, from then till 50. And then we moved up to Run,
Appleworth,
at Mount Pleasant Appleworth.
How nice.
And we stayed there till, let's see, 52, I guess. And then we moved to Pennsylvania for about two and a half years. And Delta lived on Marshall Heath's farm.
Oh, okay.
And then we came from there here in 1955. It was April the 9th, 1955.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here ever since.
Okay.
So.
Did you live in one of the houses on Mount Pleasant?
Oh, yeah. In the little stone house.
That's right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a pleasant place.
Oh, it is. It was a nice place. My husband was the overseer up there of the Jamaicans. You used to get Jamaicans come in and pick apples.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he worked on the farm, you know, and
mm-hmm.
then when the apple season time, well, then he was one of the bosses. He wasn't the only one, but he was one of them over the Jamaicans that they had come in to pick apples for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We stayed there then, and then, as I said, we went to Pennsylvania for about 2.5 years, and then he wanted to go on public work.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Hexel. Used to be out for, I guess, homes and stuff. Used to be, I think, his fellows, and now it's,
now it's something up again.
The Williams.
Yeah, Sherwin-Williams.
Sherwin-Williams, I couldn't even think of it. Division or something.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked there for quite a while, and he went to David Davis. And of course, I went to Fireworks Plant in 1950 and worked there till it blew up in 60.
Were you still working there when it blew up?
Oh, yeah.
Were you?
February the 9th, 1960. Yeah.
Do you remember the day?
Oh, yes.
What was it like?
If you ever seen the picture of atomic bomb.
Uh-huh.
That's what that looked like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm telling you. And it just shook the whole place.
Wow.
Shook my husband out of bed almost. We were living here. It shook
uh-huh.
the pictures off of the wall.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, he knew what it was. And he got in to come up there, but they wouldn't let him up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked up.
Oh, wow. Did anybody get hurt? I don't remember. I wasn't hit.
My boss was killed. He was the only one. There was a couple of them that was scratched and bruised, thank God. But they told him two of the girls were trapped in number 3 building, and he opened the door, and when he did, of course, it just blew him down into number 4. It took everything off of the hill. There wasn't nothing left of it.
Oh, were there any houses around here at the time?
Oh, yeah. Houses on the opposite side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were all shook up and...
Yeah.
Some was damaged pretty bad.
Yeah.
They weren't burnt or anything, but they were, where they checked the pictures and they broke the windows and the doors, and you could see things flying up on the wires.
Oh, my God.
Posts, our coats and pocketbooks.
Oh, my God.
All hanging up on wires, the telephone wires and the electric wires and things like that.
Oh, my God.
I don't ever know how I ever got down there. We came down here, we didn't have hot water or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We moved in here, Mr. Foster owned the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an outside back house toilet
mm-hmm.
with a flush pan
mm-hmm.
out in our backyard.
My
grandson gets a kick out of this every time. I said, believe it.
Right, they don't.
Oh, and I guess we had that up until Alan Fair bought the place. I can't remember what year Alan bought it.
Uh-huh.
But then we bought this from Alan in 73.
Mm-hmm.
February the 12th of 73.
Well, you sure do remember dates, I know.
Oh, I can remember pretty well. Some of my can.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes in Harry Grace.
Yeah. When we came here, of course, the racetrack was a big thing here. And Beta's, of course, it was booming like like all
yeah.
get out.
Yeah.
And Bainbridge, oh, this place used to rock and roll on Friday and Saturday night.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, because that's where all the players and, and then, of course, Edgewood and Proving Ground, all of them. Yeah, there's been a lot. And of course, well, we used to have farms, we've got all houses now.
Yeah.
Nothing but.
Yeah. What was life like on the farm? What kind of product, what did they grow? I know Mount Pleasant was apples and fruits. And
well, where we lived, we had a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them. But my husband farmed. He had corn and hay and stuff like that for the farm. You know, feed the cattle and everything. And that's what we raised. Of course, we had our own garden and everything. But that's what they raised for the farm. To have feed for their cows and all.
Yeah.
It was hard work.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Some days we'd get in bed maybe 1 o'clock in the morning and up at 3:30 or 4 to go milk cows again.
Yeah. Why do you think it all stopped around? Just because of the houses?
I don't know.
People are anxious for houses.
I think people, I don't know. A lot of them, I guess, got money hungry. And they wanted to sell out and quit working dairy farm and go work and make big money maybe out of selling their places, which I guess a lot of them did.
Well, it is true. It is hard work, too.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Well, what was life like in Havertag? What did you do for fun?
Well,
was the Bayou Hotel still a hotel when you were here?
Let's see.
I don't remember when that stopped being a hotel.
I don't either. I know the home stretch was going down here next to the lighthouse. That used to be a rock and roll little town. Because I was never down there but once. But, we used to go to the VFW and hear Frank and Ann King used to live next door, friends of ours. Of course, they're both dead and gone now, but we all went to the dances and on Saturday night. That's about the limit of what
I heard that some other people I talked to, too, said that there were a lot more stores and that the shopping was a lot in Havertag then.
Yeah, we had them. We had the 2 5 and 10s at that one time. With the other one, the National 5 and 10, and then of course we got the ones down there.
Oh, the one that's still there.
We used to have the other 5 and 10 up here, whichever one it was. I can't keep up with them. Then, of course, we had Murphy's that used to, the restaurant that used to be on the corner, which was a good place to go eat. And they had a lot of stores and things. A lot of it's changed. Of course, there's a lot we don't have nothing in anymore.
Well, that's true.
But,
although Havertag Grace has changed a lot since we came here in the 60s, and Havertag Grace was nothing.
I mean,
it really is. It really is turning around again.
Yeah, of course, Bainbridge closed, and of course, well, Beta's almost closing down and everything. It's made a lot of difference.
Yeah, it has.
We've had a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Of course, Crawford Memorial and all them, and I guess Brevin's. If I'm not mistaken, when we first came here, I don't think it was opened as a nursing home. It seemed like it was more a hotel.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that when we came here. Because I wasn't in Havertag Grace that much. You know, you run in and out.
Right.
We didn't back up in the country. And that's usually when you say you didn't have time when you're working on the farm.
That's true. That's true.
And then 2 kids to raise and send to school and all the other work we done.
There was something in your thing about, did you ever work at the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what did you do there?
I worked 12 and a half years before. I worked in delivery nursery.
Oh, did you
work? In environmental service, you know,
housekeeping.
Oh, yeah. I worked in that. I liked it.
Did you?
I'm sorry, I really tried.
Oh,
I mean, I'm in good health, and I could have gone on, but they said 65, you need that to quit. They have let some of them go on. I wish now I'd just pushed it, and maybe they'd have left me. But I thoroughly enjoyed working there.
Did you? I guess. When did you start there?
I started in, it was September in, 74.
So it was already fairly big then, the towers were.
Yeah, we had them all.
Yeah.
They were open.
Yeah.
They had all, well, they, not when I first started, but as we went on the years, well, they, then I worked to 86 when I retired. And, they opened up the 5th terrace that was later on. I don't think it was open when I first went there. But they've done a lot of changes about that now.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I can't find my way around.
Oh, I know. I know certain things, but that's where I go.
I know. I go in there and I... Wasn't like this and I was here.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of good friends. The nurses and the doctors, they were all good to me. I mean, I went by myself. I had my little place back there that I lived.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. You see a lot and you hear a lot.
Some of it you don't want to see. You hear it.
No, unless you keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Unless you want to start a lot of trouble.
I guess. What's the biggest changes you think you've seen happen in your lifetime? I know that's tough. You don't think about it.
Yeah, I really don't. It happens so fast. It gradually.
Yeah.
You wake up one morning and you think, Jesus, it wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah.
Like this. Well, one thing, the hospital, of course, has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all things and having a great around changed back again to what it used to be. And I guess, and with all the new schools, the roads, we've got all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you never know which way you're going. Get on one road,
right.
You know where you're at.
Right.
So I think a lot of that has been a lot of changes
mm-hmm.
that I've seen really happen. And the people. There's a lot of people that change too as they go on.
Yeah.
Some stay the same, but a lot changes.
Yeah. Do you remember any famous people coming to have with it?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of come through, but I know I didn't get there.
Yeah.
I know President Clinton and all them moved down here. I didn't get down, but I stood down on the porch and listened to it. This is a nasty day that day.
Yeah, I remember. I remember it was, well, it wasn't quite as bad as this, but
no,
really.
But it was a mess.
Yeah.
But I'd go on the porch and then I'd go out back and I'd be doing, just right down on
that's
the
true.
I've heard other stories that when the race track was here, that there were a lot of people in and out.
I imagine
there was a lot of people, and a lot of them I didn't know anything
about. Well, I've heard stories too. I've heard a lot of different stories. I don't know the dates of a lot of the stuff. Somebody told me, and this might have been before you moved here, was that there used to be a circus that stayed in town in the wintertime.
It must have been.
And I don't remember when. Might have been. It was probably before you. A lot of people tell me the stories, but they don't remember the date.
They could have been one here when we came here, too.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we was back in the country a lot. We didn't get out in town a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember one in Bel Air, but it just came through. It didn't stay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now, as far as the ones in here, that I don't remember. Now, it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Have you been back up to Mount Pleasant?
Oh, yeah.
Does it look any different?
Oh, yeah. It's changed. It doesn't. See, the old packing house burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
They have another one, and they don't have the workers and things in like they did when I was there, because I worked in the packing house.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to pack apples to ship out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
They pack them in there, and they just sell them out. Or I don't guess they do, because you never see them.
No, you don't. Where did they bring the workers in from? All over?
Well, most of them were the ones that lived in the houses up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then anybody else, I guess, they'd come in and want a job. They would, the Jamaicans were the ones that picked the apples.
Uh-huh.
But we all worked in the packing house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of them worked in there.
How many houses worked in there?
More
than there are now?
About the same. I don't think they built any new ones. They were saying it about 8 or 10 on this side, and then, of course, you know, across the road on the right-hand side,
mm-hmm.
when you go through the orchard, up on the right-hand side, there's about four or five houses down in there.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They were two sides of it.
Mm-hmm. And did Weber's on the property there?
Weber's didn't own it. Mr. Bryan.
Okay.
And his wife owned it. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, he died, and he sold it, or she sold it. He died before she did,
mm-hmm.
and she sold it to Weber.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're still the ones who own it.
I think
he died, or the old gentleman did. I think
his son
took over.
Yeah, I think
something like that. That's what they told me, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still working. We go and get apples and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just override through once in a while, just take a look
at
the house we just live in.
That's right.
It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks nice.
Yeah, there were other farms all around there, weren't there at the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
I was never on it, but I've been by it, but
mm-hmm.
I've never been in it.
Because
I think that goes with the cattle tour and things that they
mm-hmm.
have. But I'm never going to kennel like to read.
You see the top, huh?
Well, we live. I think we've seen a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
And I think we did build up the promenade or whatever they call it down here. And the it's so nice to get out and walk on that way go in. You know, it's really nice.
Yes, it is nice.
And the decoy place and all that.
Did you know Mr. Mitchell?
I knew him, not personally, but I knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of his friends and a lot of them that are sure he works for, I guess it's, I don't know if it's his sister or their relatives anyhow, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
She takes care of this little lady. Well, she's a Myers now, but she was a Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was his sister or cousin or something.
They're such big family.
I know. There are many of them.
Yeah.
But we knew part of them, but not for some of them. Just knew who they were and that was. But they're thing, most of them are a nice bunch of people, you know. Well, we have a good neighborhood in here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain about any of my neighbors, because they are good neighbors so far that we've had a few stinkers. But
we're out there.
They, most of them moved out.
Yeah.
A couple of them. But
yeah.
I've lived here once since 55, and I've never had any problems, nobody. So I don't like trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like fussing and fighting.
And you raised your kids all go to school and have a
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shirley and Richard both were. Shirley was born in Street, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So we went on the dairy farm with her. Of course, Richard was born up here in Arthur Memorial in 47.
Mm-hmm.
And they both went to school here in Havasu Place and would have graduated. Richard, he went into service and he graduated in service.
Mm-hmm.
Because he only had the rest of 1 year to finish up.
Right.
And he went,
what was it like around here during the war?
It was rough. It was rowdy. It was a rowdy place.
Mm-hmm.
With all the servicemen and everybody, as I said, Bay Bridge and the proving ground and all of them. It was a rowdy time.
Mm-hmm.
We went home then, went back to Virginia in 45, and I stayed there till I guess the end of 45.
Mm-hmm.
My mother died, and then we came back up here in, I guess it was 46 when we came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then our son was born up here, and my husband got out of service. Of course, dairy farm, here we go again.
Oh, but didn't you like it? Would you rather that?
No, we had a good time.
Yeah.
It was hard work, but you really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I regret we ever really left the dairy farm, but then he was on public work. It was much nicer for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wanted. I went along with him. Wasn't what I wanted, but...
right. What was it like? I've heard a lot of stories about people that worked in Beta when it first started. I've heard really some interesting stories about the old man. I guess I don't know what their man's name was that founded the company.
You know, I don't know. My husband was 11 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Coach?
Something like
that. Name. They were farmers.
Yeah.
And I worked up 4 and a half days.
I guess you didn't like it.
Well, I was working at the farmer's plant and got mad at Sonny, my fellow Sonny Fabrizio, and I said, "That's right, I'm going to work at Baden." He said, "You know, so you'll come back." I said, "No." 4 and a half days, I went back up there to let. I didn't think he'd take me back.
You must have been a good worker.
Well, when you start in 50 cents an hour, what we was making, 50 cents an hour.
Wow.
That's all we spent when we were 15.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can you believe?
No.
Kids now wouldn't even settle.
No.
You wouldn't catch a man who working 50 cents an hour. They would have a set.
What kind of stuff did you have to do?
Well, all kinds of fireworks. I run a tubing machine. We made fireworks and made cherry bombs. All kinds of sparklers, all kinds of these things that you see walk at the 4th of July. We used to make just about everything that they send off at the 4th of July. I can't remember all of our names.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Were you ever nervous? Did you ever think that there would be an accident?
Well, they had been several while I worked there.
Were they?
Mm-hmm. They was, one killed. He was burned. He was working in the powder, and he was a little nail or something in there, and it blew up
Oh my God.
One day. Oh, yeah. I can't say that I know. I don't know. Maybe I didn't have
cancer. Maybe.
But I really, I don't think I even thought about it.
Well, I guess you just go in and you go to work and hope and pray to the good Lord that he lets you come out safe. I mean, I guess you can get hurt anywhere.
You can.
Mm-hmm. And then I worked, well, I went to work at Harvard Engineering and worked there for, I don't know, how many years before it burned up. My husband used to laugh and say, well, everywhere you go, everything burns up.
But if that's what they want, I mean, who am I to say it's not right?
Right. Right. You make up your mind what you want for yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you, if that's what they want, then they can live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But people are saying, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, no.
I think people are, a lot of times, at least when we first moved here, people were, said, oh, well, there's so much crime in half of the graves, and this and that. And I don't know if it was true or it was just,
I don't know either. I know we had quite a, you know, a few things, but I think a lot of it we had everywhere.
Yeah.
But
so
I
people didn't like the schools and have the grace. I think
that
the idea of having the grace is
we still have problems, I think, with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They could change a lot of them everywhere.
Right.
But we
right.
do need some different changes in our schools.
Yeah.
But,
Do you think that the kind of people that are in Havre Grace now is changing? Do you find different? It seemed like Havre Grace was people that were settled and older and looking for a steady life, and it seems you see a lot more younger people that are
having so.
Different attitudes. Maybe.
We do have a lot of younger ones.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's wrong with our schools and everything is so many other young ones now coming in. If they don't teach our children like they should teach them, they're there for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all of them, but part of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, yeah, they should change it. And same way with the way things are run in Happy Birth. I think they should change a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got too many that know, think they know every day and don't know what they think they know.
Yeah.
But
what do you think will happen in Happy Birth if they close the hospital?
I think it will be disastrous. And I hope it never happens.
Oh,
but I really do think if they close a hospital, they might as well close everything. Because
yeah.
I don't think we'll have anything left.
Now, there's so many people that work there.
I know.
You don't think about that. The doctors can move, but all the people that work there.
The ones that they can't find jobs every
day. Right.
I know a lot of my friends are still up there that I work with. And
mm-hmm.
them schools are kind of upset about it, too, because they don't know what's going to happen. They say now to build a new hospital, it won't, but
yeah.
you know it's not true.
Right.
If they build that new hospital, Happy Grace Hospital Memorial is going. It may stay there for a while, but it'll keep closing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know we used to go to Virginia from here back home and we go his wheelchair, and then he goes from 12 to 18 now.
Oh, my God.
Now you can go in, what, 6 or 7?
Uh-huh.
8 at the most, and you stop a lot.
Uh-huh. Well,
it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Well, I've also heard about all of this. Well, that was before your time, too, but you're too young for this. About all of these, the saloons and everything during Prohibition that were, and all of the saloons and betting parlors that were around during the racetrack, the one that's now with Revolution Street now.
You know, I heard them, but I don't think I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I said, we weren't down here that much,
mm-hmm.
but I do know the racetrack and all that, and I heard him talking about all the saloons, of course. I never went to any of them, but if you didn't go, you can't very well.
Mm-hmm.
You're not around them like
right.
that.
Right.
We was in here, but
I guess living on a farm makes me feel different.
It does.
Yeah.
It really keeps you
back and forth
and all
the
other busy.
You don't have time
for anything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you work anywhere from 12 to 18 hours a day. You don't have much time left.
Uh-huh. Would you like to see you come back to more farm for us?
But I wish they hadn't have sold as many off as they have. We do need some left and cut out part of the houses, because I really don't think we need all these houses piled up on top of one another.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to happen, because I think more than likely all the farms will go.
It's a shame.
It is.
It really is a shame.
Because we really need some. What are they coming up off of?
People take the food trucks from grocery stores.
No, they don't. You've got to have a farmer somewhere to raise that.
But it's such a hard life, I can imagine nobody would not do it.
Well, people don't want to work them anymore. I think that's one reason why they sold them, Carla.
That
and the money, along with it.
Yeah.
But it's hard work.
Do you think that the owners of those big farms make a good living then? Did they make money, or were they not making a lot either? The people that owned the farms?
They made more than the ones that was working on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they made a good living off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a big profit off of most of it.
Because
The ones we lived on did anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were all the canning places and the big canner's houses in Aberdeen that appeared to me that the owners of the places.
Yeah, Mitchell just had a big canning house down there and down on Ferryman Road. Down there, they used to have that one.
Were there any around here? I mean, others around up in here?
At Hickory, they had one. I don't know who owned it, but I worked there a week or two at Cannon House, Cannon Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in Whiteford, they had another Cannon House there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's there now. They got the Whiteford Packing House and things, but they don't run it like they used to. We used to work in it.
And did that thing go all over? Did they stick mostly on the East Coast when they sold those products?
I don't know where they all went to, tell you the truth.
Do you remember any of the brand names? Did they have brand names? Well, Mitchell's was Mitchell's.
Yeah, it was Mitchell's, and the other one was Whiteford Packing House, so it had that on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or Canning House, or whichever one they wanted on there. But now, where they all went to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
But I guess the people who were running, where is it? That owned the canning houses made money.
Oh, you know they did.
Mm-hmm.
It's bound to.
Yeah. Hmm. And then there were some. And again, maybe that was too old. There were some ice houses and things down along the river down here. But I guess that wasn't involved. I'm trying to think of anything that was downtown and had a
downtown or did have down here. What's on Waterfront?
Mm-hmm.
They got an ice house down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's still open to run. I know they go in there. I think they made it kind of like a museum or something out of it. I haven't been down in there for years either.
Now, isn't the Seneca, the big building down there, was that a canning house?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Because I remember a canteen saying something about her friend or somebody worked in that thing. They made pork and beans and all a canned tomatoes and everything. I never worked in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was running, I can't say it was running, where they surrounded that packing house or something else when we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still open for something.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's now one of the White House.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
A book, got books in there or something now. I don't know either.
I just think that there's still a sign on the. There might still be a sign on the.
Probably is. I don't
know. I don't remember either.
I go by there, but
you don't pay any attention. No.
Now, you know, you had the brewery down there, Blue Ribbon Brewery.
Where was that?
It was right up from the
theater.
On the right hand side. I think, oh heavens, can't think what their names were, not really it. But they sold it at the Shirley's ex-husband used to work there.
Now I remember when we first came here, and people, and my husband thinks so much, I remember, now tell me, that there was a boat at the end of the street down here on the water, like a showboat or a, and he says I'm not, and I vaguely remember that there was down there by,
and from the lighthouse, I mean from the ice house that they used to have down there, yeah, there used to be one there, but and I'm like you, I don't know what it was.
But I remember being there.
Yeah.
But I've also heard stories that you could take, that in the summertime you could do boat rides. The big boat would come over and pick up people and take them over to
I've heard that too. I never was on it, but I've heard them say something about it.
I guess that's the difference. If you're working on a farm, you're not looking for
you're not out for a boat ride.
No, you're not. You're not.
And we didn't get out like that. We went, but, you sure don't have time to go out and take a boat ride and come back. But there's a lot of stuff that, of course, my husband and all them would have remembered better than me. Because, as you said, you go and you look, but you don't stop to think that maybe someday, maybe you should remember all this.
But you're too busy doing
it. Yeah,
just living your life.
Living your life, that's a it's like going up and down the street. You never...
Yeah. Somebody asked you what color the house was across the street. You see it every day.
That's true.
Well, you know, you don't think about it. Other people that I've interviewed have said, well, you just don't think about it. But if you ever really sat down and you thought about all the things that happened in your lifetime, not just to you, but wars and going to space and...
It's hard to believe that things like that could happen, but it does. Just like, excuse me, citizens nursing home. Now, it wasn't there when we came here. It used to be houses. That was along the old house. And now look at everything's cool down. They got citizens nursing home up there.
And the condos behind it? I don't remember what was there before the condos went up. I don't think there was anything there.
I don't think it was. The things all grew up, just weeds.
Somebody asked me the other day, well, what was on the promenade before it was the promenade? I said, it was just dirty and nothing.
You couldn't even walk over it around it,
It was rocks and dirt and
bushes and everything. You couldn't even go down. The only thing you could go down to Lighthouse. And that's about as far as you could go. You go down to the parking around because you sure couldn't go walking up there.
No, and I remember the bar that used to be there close to the Lighthouse and working down there where there were people there because of all
That there's a home stretch used to be.
Right. Carrie and Arna.
No, it was, that used to be a rough and rowdy place too.
But you just, things just happen and you don't even know they're happening until afterwards, I guess.
Now you used to stay on the porch or stand out in the yard and hear about half the stuff that went on down there. I'm telling you. Especially on the weekends.
Because
they had their stuff around each time.
Do you still see a lot of, well, you're close enough to all of that. Do you get a lot of traffic and people coming around on weekends?
Oh, yeah. Especially holidays. Oh, heavens, and the Butt Museum and all that. I'm telling you. And the art museum, when they all come through here in the 4th of July.
I was going to say 4th of July.
You can't find a park that's 4th of July, so don't even try.
Yeah, I bet.
We can't move our car because you do, you want that place to park.
Oh, my gosh. You find that the people are rude to...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah. I think they're more rude now than they used to be.
Is that right?
Yeah. Even, well, people don't show respect to one another.
Yeah.
They don't show respect for nobody's property.
That's the truth.
They go up, just like going to the parades and things, they sit up there and they drink. Even sodas and things, instead of bringing them back and putting their balls, they throw them on the ground and for somebody.
They don't even realize somebody's yard is sitting there.
And they don't care. I don't go for that stuff.
How long have they been having 4th of July parades, do you remember?
Oh, I don't know. Ever since we came down here in 65, I know this story because we never went to one until we came down here.
Mm-hmm.
But from 65 on, yeah.
And were they just as big?
Some of them were, some weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Some years they would be real nice, and other years they wouldn't be on the roof, walking up the street.
Yeah. Now, did they always have the fireworks?
Yeah, I think they did.
Did the fireworks come from your company?
Pardon?
Did they?
When I first worked at them, and some of them came from them.
Mm-hmm.
But after the fireworks blew up, I never went to the fireworks anymore.
Is that right?
I can sit here and watch all of them.
That's true.
Because I had enough of that that day, so.
Yeah.
I used to stay here.
Hmm.
But they all go down. I have grandchildren, children, whoever should they go down.
Well, you could go tell them what they're seeing, probably.
I know.
They probably haven't changed that much, have they?
Not a whole lot. Because they look just like the ones that we used to make.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sure they've got some different kinds now. The newer things, maybe, and then again, maybe they aren't.
Uh-huh. Did they ever set them up to look at what they were like?
Sure.
You could see, is that right? There must be all kinds of stuff laying around up there. Do you think the stuff that hasn't got up?
They might have been at one time. I doubt if they are now because they were still never been sold. But still, I don't know what they're going to do with it. Because it belongs to Fabrizio's. And whether...
Are they still business somewhere else? I thought that a lot of fireworks companies were like the same family.
No, they had one on the... was it kind of on Eastern Shore, Mr. Fabrizio, Sonny's father, worked that one, and then Sonny worked this one up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was in Kent County or something over there that they had that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then after they both died, I don't know whatever happened to them. I mean, they're still there, but who owns them now, I don't know.
Wasn't there a fireworks company two of them together, like near Elton somewhere?
Oh, yeah, and that one.
Was that the same company?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was owned by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it was forever blowing up or something happened to it.
Uh-huh.
I think they still have one up in there somewhere.
I think they do too, I don't know.
I think it hadn't been too long ago they had a fire or something up there in some of the buildings and they closed it down for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it wasn't, it wasn't having great fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's up here was belonged to Fabrizio's.
Did they make a lot of money?
I imagine. Mm-hmm. Either they made it off of that or somehow because they had the money.
Did they live in Hafterkirk?
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
yeah, they used to live right there across the railroad track in the big house that when the first one, they owned the first one. There's a great big house on the right hand side. It's still there.
Oh, right by the fire, by the railroad track?
Railroad track on the right-hand side. If you go up this driveway, and then it would be on the left-hand side when you go up in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that big house right there. They lived there, son and his wife and two children.
Mm-hmm. Well, their house must have gotten shaken during the blizzard.
Oh, everything shook up there. Well, they didn't have as many houses up there.
Uh-huh.
Then. Just on the right-hand side, they might have been one or two houses on the opposite side.
Now, was there a local fire company then that took care of it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it? They had a couple of downtown?
Well, they come from down here. Of course, it wasn't as good as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's back in 60.
Mm-hmm.
But they were there. Mm-hmm. They had to give them credit for that.
How long did it take to put the fire?
Oh, I have no idea. Because they were there, and I was so shook up, till I think it's a couple of days before I didn't realize who was who and what was what.
Uh-huh.
But that, you never believe. To see something like that.
Well, I've never even seen any pictures of that. I wonder whether there are any pictures around of the fire or anything.
I don't
think I've ever seen anything.
I have the paper here somewhere. If I can find it, I will hunt it up and I'll give it to you.
Oh, good.
I'll let you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to hunt it up. I've got it upstairs somewhere in one of my
boxes
up there. Yeah. I have to go through them all and find it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen any pictures of it.
Yeah, oh, it was amazing. But I will, honey, definitely.
Oh, that's great. I'll get the library can keep stuff like that.
I will.
Yeah.
Because Shirley and I was looking at it here not too long ago, and I said to her, good grief, the thing was getting yellow and everything else. I said, boy.
Well, see, this is the kind of stuff that people are going to forget. People Don't won't even know there was a fireworks company there.
Because it's been so long ago, and that's all. Haven't forgot it, and a lot of them work there. It's not even living anymore.
Mm-hmm. Was it mostly women that worked there?
No, we had plenty of men and women.
Both.
Young and old. But then he wasn't, he just hired whoever come in for 50 cents an hour.
Well, what could you buy for 50 cents
that,
an hour?
Oh, at that time you could buy a whole lot.
Do you remember how much from 6 cost?
Oh, well, when we first came up here, my husband was making $35 a month.
Wow.
On dairy farm. Believe it or not, can you believe 35 a month?
Well, no.
We used to go get groceries.
How much was a quart of milk?
Well, we never bought milk.
Well, that's true.
I don't know how much it was at that time.
Uh-huh.
Then I know you could get sodas for 5 cents. You get ice cream cones for 5 cents. Get penny candy
for a penny.
For a penny. And all that stuff, it was all different. Mm-hmm. But we used to buy our groceries for a whole month, and we still had money left.
Wow.
Out of $35.
Uh-huh. Where did you buy groceries? There weren't any chain grocery stores?
No, we mostly did our trade that it used to be Boyd. The grocery store up there at 80 on 80 Road,
mm-hmm.
right up from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we always went up there and traded. Oh, we'd go to Bel Air once in a while and mm-hmm. do trading there.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it was up there too, mm-hmm. the grocery store, because that's where everybody went. And that's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at some of those stores, if I was still there, I think.
Some, but there's a lot, and it's a lot, because the five and ten it used to be there, it isn't there anymore, mm-hmm. but you see on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what was it? And then you see Tony's on the back side.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go there a lot.
Did you go to movies from there?
Once in a while. We used to go then, what, for 25 cents? 25 cents.
Remember?